Gasol kicks it out to Odom. Odom throws it ahead. The Lakers repeat back-to-back titles.
There's some beautiful late spring, early summer music for L.A. Lakers fans. The Lakers are the NBA's 2010 champs. They triumphed last night. They beat the Celtics in Game 7 of the Finals, 83-79. Beautiful music to Hugh, Zakir Gunja, right? Zakir?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Have you been to sleep yet?
I just slept for a couple of hours. That's it. I am so thrilled. It was a great, fantastic win for us.
Zakir Gunja is a Lakers super fan, in case you haven't guessed. He's at the Diamond Bar in the L.A. County, right?
That is correct.
And it's still open, and that's good. A full-service bar for you L.A. Lakers fans. Zakir, hold on, because Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, a Stakeaway sports contributor, is here in the studio. Recap this game. It certainly was a classic.
Well, from the beginning of the game, actually, there's a couple trends that went against the normal way this finals went. First of all, the Lakers lost the first quarter, and up until this point, every team that had won the first quarter won the game.
Wow.
The Lakers also won the rebounding edge, which was actually a sign that they were going to win the game as well. But throughout the game, the Celtics had the edge. They had the lead. They were pushing the tempo. They were controlling the game until the very end when the Lakers decided, this is our time. We're going to make this happen. We're at home.
And Kobe is the MVP, Kobe Bryant. That's a no-brainer, right?
I would say, yeah. I mean, Kobe had the best finals out of anyone. But for me, I think Ron Artest's role, when they picked him up last year, the Houston Rockets, when the Lakers won the championship last year, the Houston Rockets were the team that brought them to seven games in the Western Conference. They picked up Ron Artest because he was a stopper and he almost stopped Kobe. And then Ron Artest was the difference, I think, last night.
So, Zakir Gunja, Kobe Bryant, do you think that win last night was a message to Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes, that Kobe can do it by himself.
There you go.
Actually, Paul Gasol and Ron Artest, they're just fantastic. And I think they're going to be great next year together.
Zakir, are you thinking dynasty at this point, or just happy to have this second victory?
I think it's a dynasty, and he is going to show that he is as good as Michael Jordan was.
Well, what do you think about that? In terms of legacy, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, what does these two championships say about this Lakers team?
You can't say any. I mean, you can't. This Lakers team is definitely a classical team, but you can't put Kobe in Jordan territory or even Magic or Bird territory. Because Kobe's not transforming the game at this point. It's not a different NBA landscape. We all know where Kobe exists within the construct of the NBA. I will say that most of this NBA Finals has been overshadowed by the LeBron talk. So even within this context of the NBA Finals, we've heard more about what's happening off-season and off-season trades and moves and the LeBron talk than we actually heard about the Finals.
Well, the Lakers got their moment last night, that's for sure. Zakir Gunja, what's your summer song for 2010?
Third repeat. They're going to repeat it next year.
All right, dude. Just keep chanting that until the end of the summer. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, what's your summer song?
Well, right now I'm listening to the Distant Relatives album. It's Damian Marley and Nas. So it's just, you know,
all right.
It just came out. It's a pretty good album.
Hit it, Jay. Must be dementia that you ever thought you could touch our credentials. What's the initials? You be jam rock, the lyrical official. Send out the order. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. A little something for your summer there.
Good morning. As the anchor, we come to bunker. Man a bad man, we not play Willy Wonka.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.